From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. This year, a familiar, exciting voice will be missing from broadcasts of the Kentucky Derby and the other Triple Crown races, the Preakness and Belmont Stakes. Tom Durkin, who has called the races on network television for the last decade, has decided not to renew his contract with NBC Sports. The reason? Stress and performance anxiety. We're going to talk with Mr. Durkin about that decision in a moment. First, let's listen to him calling the final stretch of the Derby in 2004.
And Smarty Jones is roused to the lead by journeyman jockey Stuart Elliott, and they have taken the lead away from Lionheart. Farther back, it's Limehouse and Imperialism, and here is the first undefeated winner of the Kentucky Derby since Seattle Slew in 1977. Smarty Jones has done it.
That's Tom Durkin broadcasting for NBC Sports in 2004. Mr. Durkin, how did you come to this decision to stop doing the broadcast?
Well, it's just a general, you know, for 3 months a year, I'd be walking around with this pit in my stomach and almost a sword of Damocles over my head. You wake up worrying and you go to bed worrying and you're just on edge and, you know, the stress leads to bad health. And I'm 60 now. And I just thought, you know, let's just get rid of the stress. I mean, I tried everything I could to treat it with hypnosis, which I've been doing for 20 years.
We have some tape from the Kentucky Derby in 2009 when a horse came out of nowhere to win. Mind That Bird, 50-1 shot that year. I want to listen to you calling the end of that race.
Musket Man is coming hard down the center of the track, and Papa Clem's right there too. Down toward the inside, coming on through. That is Mind That Bird now is coming on to take the lead as they come down to the finish. And a spectacular upset. Mind That Bird has won the Kentucky Derby. An impossible result here.
We can hear the amazement in your voice there, but I'm wondering if that would be the kind of thing that would just give you nightmares, the idea that a horse could come out of nowhere, you can't remember who it is, who the jockey is, and you're missing a call.
Well, yeah, that was, of all the Derby calls, I think that's the one I wish I could have gotten back.
Well, everyone was surprised by that one, but I guess I'm curious if sort of broadly that would be the nightmare scenario for you that would just wake you up in the middle of the night, the night before a race.
I have crazy nightmares. And most of the time I just can't get to the announcer's booth, or someone has spray painted my binoculars and I can't see through.
Oh,
or
wow.
The lenses fall out of my binoculars, or the horses started running underground. But one time I was in my subconscious mind, I was calling the Kentucky Derby and a Norwegian cruise liner came down the stretch. And I couldn't see the horse. Like, oh, my God. Those are big ships, too. You can't see many horses behind them.
Wow. That's amazing. It is interesting that you are still going to be announcing at the track at Belmont and at Aqueduct in Saratoga. Is that a whole different thing for you, being the track announcer, as opposed to being the race caller for the TV broadcasts?
It's like being a baseball player, and you play 164 games a year. The Derby is like being at bat and you're down one run, the man's on second, the count's 3-2. It's the seventh game of the World Series. Mm. It's that kind of intensity that kind of stays with you for a long time.
Do you think that will be a bittersweet thing when the Kentucky Derby is run on May 7th and you're watching not as the announcer but as a spectator? Is that going to feel funny?
I'm not the weepy type. I'm the only guy in the place that doesn't cry when they play my old Kentucky home. No, I'm comfortable with the decision, and I will watch it with a clear mind and probably $50 to win on Shackleford.
So an open mind and a whole lot less anxiety, I guess.
A lot less. And by the way, I'll be able to watch the Kentucky Derby actually sucking down a mint julep while the race is going on. So that's good, too.
Can't beat that. Well, Tom Durkin, we will miss hearing you on the broadcast for the Triple Crown races. Best of luck to you.
Okay, I hope you bet the winner.